Derek. It's so good to see you this year at SAS Global Forum.
Hi, Shelley. I'm happy to be here.
Well, tell me, what are you doing here this year?
Well, this year I was the section chair for planning, development, and support. I was really enthused about having that small section, and there were some specific things I wanted to accomplish with that. And one of the sessions was a panel discussion that I initiated and moderated. And it was on basically how to keep your professional SAS staff healthy, happy, and still working hard for you. And I had great panelists. I had Greg Nelson from ThoughtWave, Lauren Hayworth, who's next year's Global Forum Chair from Genentech, Rick Mitchell from Westat, and Steve Noga from Roe. And it was a very lively discussion and lots of good back and forth and information exchanged with the audience. So I was very happy with that.
It sounds like a really fantastic and interesting one that anyone could pretty much benefit from here, I imagine.
Yes, it was, because one of the things that I found out is that many times SAS programmers like myself wind up in management positions and we have no training, we have no idea of how to go about it. And so I wanted to make sure that in planning development support this year, we had something for people like that.
What do you most enjoy about attending SAS Global Forums? I know you've been doing this for quite a number of years.
This is my 16th overall and my 14th straight. The demo area. I like to talk to the technical support people that I've been bothering all year. There's a lot of information in the demo area, a lot of good information. I usually can walk away from the demo area with something saying, I can use that. You know, and just the fact that you're here talking with developers, if something doesn't work the way you like it to work, let them know. It might show up on a SASware ballot, or they might say, oh yeah, we got to fix that, or oh yeah, we're working on it.
Well, I've heard that you're going to have an even greater role here next year at SAS Global Forum. Do you want to speak to that a little bit?
Well, it's not so much a greater role. It's a different role. I'll have more papers. I'll be working the whole conference. But I'll be the section chair for Foundations and Fundamentals.
Congratulations.
Since I like teaching, that's kind of a really fun one. I'm looking forward to that.
You're the author of a Carpenter Series book for us, The Essential Guide to SAS Dates and Times. Let us know a little bit about who you wrote that book for and what the experience was like.
The experience, it was, in all honesty, it was a little more difficult than I thought. It made me really I had to be disciplined to do it. It wasn't as easy as I thought. I learned a lot during the process. I learned a lot that I didn't know about dates and times. And just trying to assimilate what I'd learned and write it in such a fashion that people would find it useful. The Carpenter series was a really good vehicle for me because it's a tightly focused subject and I could get into depth. In fact, it wound up being longer than we had anticipated, but I couldn't make it any shorter and provide the necessary information. Art was great to work with. He provided a lot of guidance, a lot of really good feedback. And I really want to say hi to Patsy Poole because she was absolutely wonderful throughout the whole process. The best thing about my book for people is Appendix A, the last page. It has a complete list of all the date and time and date time formats. And it's done in a fashion, if you want your date to look like this, use this format. And that's the only place that I know of in the SAS world where that exists on one summary page.
Sounds like this book should have a long shelf life then, as it's still a very applicable and it's a relatively new book for us
as
well.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I'm pleased with it. Because it's so tightly focused, I think a lot of people kind of know generally what's in it, and so they might not think they need it, and that's fine. But there are sections where, in that book, it's the best place to find explanations of intervals. It's the best place to find explanations of like the national language formats. What happens if you're working across countries and you need to produce reports in Danish, for example, like I do? You can look in there and find what you need much quicker than paging through the SAS documentation.
Well, what's new for you since you published this book? Anything new in your life you want to share with us?
Oh, there's a lot new. My job role's changed a little bit. I'm not doing as much data management software development as I am. I'm moving over into the internet realm, into the SAS administration realm, to the managerial realm. So my job has changed. I'm now the primary contact between SAS and my specific division. Now, so I'm on a first name basis with our sales rep, Nancy Call, and we have a very interesting SAS setup these days, and we're looking forward to actually maybe being able to partner more closely with the Institute on certain things.
Well, in parting, since you're such a veteran of SAS Global Forums and you've participated heavily, obviously, in the past, do you have any advice for new attendees?
I have two pieces of advice for new attendees. One, volunteer as a session coordinator. If you're going to be, you're going to be in a room for a while, they could really use the help. And you'll get a sense of what it's like to operate a conference this large, because this conference relies on the volunteers. Without the volunteers, there is no conference. Second of all, don't try to do too much. I know a lot of people are very eager the first day and they attend all these papers, and they're the ones who on Tuesday morning are sitting in the front row with their eyes kind of vacant and staring off. You know they're exhausted. You know they're on brain overload. But you go to the things that you won't get a chance at until the next global forum, like panel discussions or the demo area. Because the papers contain more detail than the presentations. Because it's hard to give a 50-minute presentation, mm-hmm. even, and cover anything in any serious depth and breadth. I know that my paper was 50 minutes. My talk's 50 minutes. My paper contains a lot more information and detail.
That's a good point.
Yeah. So my advice is don't try to do too much, because you will wind up feeling like you've seen too much to process.
Well, thank you so much, Derek. I hope you enjoy the remainder of the conference here and your time in D.C.
Oh, I'm sure I will. I'm in the demo area, and I have SAS people to talk to.
Thank you.
Thank you.